Today, sharing the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We are still in Siman Tuf Mem Ches in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're still in the middle of a very long but beautiful Sif Gimel. And we are on the very top line of the Mishnah Berurah. We've already read the little bit of Mechaber several days ago on this page. We'll quickly remind ourselves that we're talking here about you're allowed to sell your chometz. Read the entire Mechaber on this page. Oshim Kerenu Lo. You're allowed to sell your chametz to the non-Jewish person, a full valid kinyan, a full valid sale, which we're going to discuss now in the Mishnah Berurah, for a davar mu'at, even if it's not the full-fledged value, even if it's for a small amount of money. We'll see what the halachic practice is today in today's shir. So we begin the very top line in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, how does one make a valid kinyan with a non-Jewish person? Ube'eze kinyanim koneh ha'akam. In what way can you make this a halachically going through deal with the non-Jewish person? So he brings down, this is a very complicated and complex issue. Yesh bazeh deos bein ha'poskim. There are many different opinions amongst the poskim, and you can see in Shar HaTzion, Osman Beis, as we'll go through this, that there are reasons why each of these respective shitas is not preferred or liked by all of the poskim. Some are acceptable l'kuliyama, but many are not, and therefore we try to do all of these kinyanim. It's a very complex thing to go sell the chametz to a non-Jewish person on Erev Pesach, and we do multiple kinyanim to make sure that we're yotzei l'kuliyama, we're yotzei all the deos, because this is potentially an issa d'oraisa of bayiro bayimotze, and we don't want to play any games or take any chances. So the first thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is yesh mish omer de kinyano shel akam who bekesef dafka, that the only way you can make a kinyan with a non-Jewish person that will be halachically valid is to sell via money, to exchange money. The non-Jewish person gives you kesef, he gives you money, and then he acquires the item that you're selling to him. And this, the Shaar HaTzion Os Lamed Vav tells us, is the sheet of Rashi and those that go like Rashi. And he brings down that this is Davka B'Kesef. It must specifically be with Kesef. Now, the issue footnote number 55 has a long arichos, a long discussion about what type of kinyan actually this constitutes. In the first paragraph, he brings down from the Divrei Malkiel, Shelus HaTshuva's Divrei Malkiel, Sheish Lefarish Lenochri. He says, when you're selling an item to a Nachri, and he's giving you money for it, you have to explain to the Nachri, Shinesinas HaPruta, the first money that he gives you, the first penny that he gives you, is Tchilas HaPiron, is paying you back now for what he owes you for the sale of that item. Kidei Lotzeis Yidei Das HaSamoa, this is in order to be Yotze, the opinion of the Sama, Sefer Mi'iras Einayim, who holds, not like the Taz, who writes, Shekosef begeder kinyan kesef, in regards to a sale to a non-Jewish person with money, Shinesinas HaPruta, Hitchilas HaPiron, Shoshavi Achevitz. That's, he's starting to, so to say, pay you back for the item that he's purchased from you. And therefore, Bimnosin L'Shem Maisa Kinyan Bovad Lokona, but if it's just to be a kinyan, it won't work. That's the opinion over here, the Sma. Now he brings down others that disagree. For example, Shelus Shus Yad Elio says, Shim Chashim and Sapruta Letchila Sapiron, if you consider this Pruta to be the start of the paying it back, Gam Im Ein Kavanasam Besina Sapruta Elishim Kinyon, even if this is only for the purposes of a kinyon, he says that works, even according to the Sma. In any event, this is a very complicated discussion, not really for now, for us, as to how this kinyon of Kesef works with a non-Jewish person. If you go down to the third paragraph in Dershu footnote number 55, it brings down how much money has to be involved in order to make this kinyan. So he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that sell in the Igros Moshe. Shehu hamatbeya hapachos bi'osu medini. You take the smallest coin that is prevalent in that nation. For example, in the United States, it would be a penny. And in that way, with that penny, you sell the chometz. And he says, gam imhi shava yosemi pruta. Of course, the chometz is worth more than a penny. Nevertheless, al koponim lo yivchos mi shava pruta. You shouldn't give less than a pruta. And this is also the opinion of Ravaz's Zatzal as well. If you skip down another two paragraphs, you go to the bottom paragraph in the right column, he brings down, Ukishamakirim Lenochri Bekesif, as Hamakomo Shachomes Nimsabo. When you're going and doing this transaction, he brings down from the Shelos Chuvas Divri Malkiel, Sheyesh Lenochri Los His Pruta Nosefes Al Kach Avur Kol Echot Mehamaskirin. You should add an additional penny for every one of the people that the rabbi is selling their chomets on their behalf. And he says, you have to separate out the chametz and the place of the chametz, because as he points out, yesh lachush, you have to be concerned over here, since there are opinions that say shekivan sheyesh hasovrim she'ein hanochri kone metatlin lekesef. There are those that say that you can't purchase movable items such as chametz with money, so therefore that sale won't go through with the money. And if that sale doesn't go through, then likewise the schiras hakarka would also be batel, and now you're really stuck. So therefore, do it separately. Do the schiras hakarka separately with one pruta, and the schira of the chametz separately with another pruta. He brings down another opinion from Nissim Karolitz. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, we unfortunately now have to say Zatzal. The great Rav Nissim Karolitz was Nifter just now. And he brings down from Rav Nissim Karolitz Zatzal, Shekivan Shekinyon HaKarka V'Amatalkalim Hin Kinyonim Shonim. He says there are two separate things over here. One is a sale, one is a rental. He says, Yesh Lachu Sheyev Shalasosam Kinyon Echad. You have to separate them into two separate Kinyonim. You skip down another paragraph. The Dirshu footnote adds over here, Le'inyan Mo'ila Nesina Shtar Hischaivus Mokum Kesef. Can you give over a document saying that you hereby owe this amount of money rather than actually using money? So he brings down from the Shach and Choshe Mishpat, Shibofen Shochel of Vatlo, Enamol. If he could nullify that contract, then it doesn't help. Because since Kivan Shein Hamocher Somech Daitalakach, since he could be Mavatal, he doesn't really count on it, therefore it's not a valid contract and it's not a valid deal. I will be offering she'en yochel levatlo, but if he's not able to nullify the contract just by saying I don't want it, harezeh kikesef, it has the halachic status of being like money, and it would work. On the other hand, the Ksos HaShochan disagrees, and he brings out from Tosfos in Bava Basra, she'at be offering she'yochel akonu levatlo l'shtar hischaivus, even if he could nullify this shtar hischaivus, this contract over here that says he owes him the money, nevertheless it still will work in place of kesef. What about a check? So he brings down from Avazah Zatzal. This has the same halachic status as the Shtar Hischaivus, and since it could be mevateled, it's no good. On the other hand, he brings down from Vayashiv, Shenesinas check, Mo'ilo akoponim din kinyan situmta. It works in another halachic fashion, like a kinyan that the Sochrim normally made, but it's called kinyan situmta, which is a normal type of a contract that they would do in business, and therefore he says a check would work as well. Now let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. That was the first kinyan with kesef. Then he says, V'yesh omrim, and this opinion over here, you can see in Os Lamed Zayin, is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and other poskim, she'eino akum kone ela b'mishicha l'rishu. So you have to do an actual pulling it into your rishus, taking out of the rishus of the Yisrael and bringing it into the akum's rishus. Or alternatively, and this is the opinion over here of Tosos and the Ritva, as well as brought down by the Shalah, o b'hagbo, when you lift it up, you make a kinyan akbo, you lift it up. So this is something dover she'efshel like me. If it's physically something that can be lifted up, so either a kinyan mashiach or a kinyan habor would be another way you can make a contract with a non-Jewish person, a kinyan with a non-Jewish person. Furthermore, v'yeshikos of od, there's another opinion. The gam she'arei kinyanim noagim yakim. Other types of kinyanim also work with an akim. For example, kagon, and this you can see in the Oslamites and the Sharetzion is brought down in the name of various achronim, as well as the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says kinyas metalkalin agav hakarka. You make what's called the kinyan agav. Renting or selling you this piece of land, and anything that's on the land comes along with it. That's called the kinyan agav. So you can sell the karka with any metaltalin that are on it via this kinyan agav. Likewise, there's something called the kinyan chotzer, and this is the opinion in Os Mem and the Sharetzion of the Makor Chaim, as well as the Ritva, and he brings down the Stechem, who brings the other poskim that hold like this as well, that the non-Jewish person's courtyard can acquire it for him, as long as he knows about it. Another kinyan would be the kinyan chalipin. You make what's called the hainu kinyan sudar. This is what you see people do all the time at a chasana, for example. The rabbi lifts up his pen or he lifts up a handkerchief, and the people take upon themselves the obligation that's in the shtar of the tanoim or the shtar of the ksuba. So this kinyan chalipin over here also works according to some poskim. You can see in the Sharetzion Os Memalef, this is the opinion of Tosos over here, and as well as the Tumim, and this seems to be the opinion of Magen Avraham as well, in the name of the Shulte Giborim. And this kinyan suda works as well. The issue footnote number 57 brings down, Afal pi she'ein hasuda shavapruta. This is true even if the kerchief is less than a penny. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch HaChos HaMishpat brings down that it works. However, it must be a sudar, a regular kerchief over here, or a handkerchief of some sort, or it must be some other utensil, a kli of some sort. But you can't use, for example, a fruit or a coin. And Shulchan Aruch has brought down, Shein konim ayodim kinyan sudar. Shulchan Aruch says that a pri or a matbeya won't work by a kinyan sudar by a non-Jewish person. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, if you do make this kinyan chalipin or kinyan suda, ela d'tzorich lizor b'zeh she'asuda shel akum. This is the opposite of the normal way that a kinyan is. When a rabbi makes a kinyan, he picks up his pen and gives it to the two parties in the tanoim, or the two parties of the ksuba, and he says, I want you to take my pen and pick it up, and this way you're acquiring the obligations that are in this contract. But here it's the opposite. Here, you must use the non-Jewish person's sudar. Velosagi, and it wouldn't be good. She'edei hakinyan yitnu sudar mekamo b'Yisrael. It wouldn't be good that the witnesses over here use their own type of a sudar to go and acquire the rights that they're acquiring. Dezeh eino ela mitam zechiyah shemezakin la'makneh. Because that's working via a zechiyah, an acquiring of those rights. V'gabei akam ein din zechiyah. It doesn't work by acquiring the rights. It's actually causing the exchange over here and not acquiring. So there's a slight technical difference between these two. I hope I made that clear. Furthermore, v'yesh mefakvukim b'kinyonim elu. There are those opinions, and this is in Os Mem Beis and Shaar Tzion I mentioned before. You can see which kinyonim over here, which achronim aren't happy with. And therefore, since none of these kinyonim essentially are good according to everybody, that these kinyonim only work by a yid, but they don't work by non-Jewish people. And therefore, you got a problem. So if this type of a kinyon doesn't work according to this posik, this type of a kinyon doesn't work according to that posik, what are you going to do? So we do all of them. We try to make a definite kinyan, that we should be yotze according to everybody over here. And this, he brings down the Shaar Tzion, everybody agrees with, call up poskim. Dahainu, and at least you should try to do bekesef u'mashicha biyachad, do kesef and mashicha together, because everybody agrees that one of those two definitely will work. And the reason why we're so careful about this, and we do all of these kinyanim, is because, as I mentioned earlier, we are potentially dealing with an Issa Daraisa or Bayro or Bayimotze. And it's clear in Dershu number 58 over here that we're talking about Shabitla Chomets is on Chomets that you don't sell. Because if it was the Bittl also took effect in the Chomets that you're selling, then it wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa. So here, clearly, the stuff that you're Mavatel with your Bittl Chomets, that knocks that down to the Rabbanim. But the stuff that you're selling, you never included in your Bittl under normal circumstances. In any event, the Mishnah continues and he writes, I'll call upon him b'mishicha b'vad. If a person only with the do a kinyan mishicha, the guy takes the object and brings it to his possession, the yotze b'zeh, you would be yotze after the fact, gam kein al koponim l'rova poskim, going to most poskim, avo b'dievet, afim lo mochar el b'kesed b'vad, but if you only used money, o shemochar b'yecha mishar kinyonim shiskarnu, b'yarva lovat pesach, the bottom line is, any of these kinyonim, as long as you did one of these kinyonim, you would be yotze b'dievet, mutter, the chomets wouldn't be considered chomets shavo lovat pesach, the mi'achar, the chomets l'achara pesach, ein oase el mikinosu d'rabbanim, because the whole din of chomets shavo lovat pesach is certainly a din d'rabbanim. And therefore, this person has demonstrated that he didn't want this chametz in his possession, so therefore the rabbis were not giving him a knas. That's what the chametz shavalas ha-pesach din is. It's a knas, and here there's no reason to give a knas because the person clearly wanted to sell his chametz to the guy. Only question is, was this chametz over here actually acquired by the non-Jewish person? Furthermore, v'od, given the chametz achazmani sura belav hachi eino b'rishuso, bottom line is also, you technically don't own that chametz on Pesach. It's not in your rishus. It's just halachically viewed over here like it's in your possession that you should be over by your rabbi Yamatze. So therefore, b'kinyan kol du sagi. Therefore, any kinyan that you made technically would be acceptable. B'di'evet. Da'al koponim megali dati, because you clearly have revealed over here the nol nicholei the afkim rishuso. You didn't want it in your possession. You tried to get rid of it, albeit maybe with a kinyan that not everybody says works. Bottom line also, the Mishnah says, if something can't be physically brought over via Mashiach into the non-Jewish person's possession, for example, you have an entire liquor store. You can't bring everything into the guy's house. Or you're on the road, and the guy that you're selling it to is nowhere near where your chametz is. Those dinim will be discussed in an upcoming sif. Now, sifkot yudches, this has to be a mechiru gemura. So, im Yisrael miniach chemtzo b'cheder shel chaveru, hamocher es chametzo. If a Yid leaves his chametz in his Jewish friend's yard, or in his Jewish friend's room, that is selling the chametz on your behalf. So, you bring your chametz to the rabbi, let's say, and he's selling it on your behalf. Tzorech lo'odia li'Yisrael hamocher, you certainly must tell the person that you're bringing your chametz into his house, and ask him, v'yaseh sholiach limkar. You can't just give your chametz to the rabbi and walk away. You can't just give your chametz to a friend and walk away. They have to know that you're giving it to them and that you're giving them harshah, the rishus, to go and sell your chametz. And if you just brought it over to his house, he wasn't home, and you left it there, also liach ha-pesach, then it's chomei shavah l'sa-pesach, because me'achad Yisrael lo yod al-yeknuyeh, a Jewish person did not know that he's supposed to sell it on your behalf, and the Nochri didn't know that he's acquiring it. The Shaaretz Zion Memches, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Vafilu Imchatzu Kon LiAkum. This is true even if the place that you're bringing it to belongs to the Akum. That's only going to be Kona for the Akum if the Akum is aware of it. And in this situation, the Akum was not aware of it. Furthermore, the Mishnah concludes, and he writes, Od Kosu. He further writes, you're allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, a valid type of a deal over here is also, if you tell the Nachri, here, 10 loaves of bread, they're yours. After Pesach, give me back a different new 10 loaves of bread, that will be fine as well. The issue footnote number 59 says, however, im omer l'nochri, if you tell the nochri, this is a matana, amanas l'hachsir, I want to give you this bread, and you're going to give it back to me after Pesach, that is a problem. And we're going to learn later on in the Bir Halacha, sheyesh haposkim shavofen zeh afilu b'dievet oser. They're posting to say that even b'dievet, that would not be acceptable. There are other opinions on this as well. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Mechiru Gemura adds a couple of very interesting points. He brings down to the Rabbi Gdei Yesha. He says the Kivan Shemechiras Achomitz Lakum Tzurchlius Mechiru Gemura Bli Aroma. This has to be a real valid sale. You can't have a trick over here. It's a real sale. So Nira, the Achara Pesach, it appears therefore that after Pesach, when you're taking your chometz back from the non-Jewish person, Yachzir Hanochi Chometz Lisrael Tzurich Liknoso Bi Echa Midachi Akno. You have to make a kinyan to get your chometz back. And not just here's the key, take it back, everything was fine and good. You have to actually make a kinyan to get it back. And this is discussed in those dealings of a matana amanas lahachsir. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim adds, V'nira, he says, it appears to me, da'achar Pesach day b'zeh sheyikne hanochu yechomitz v'achadorim b'kesef l'chod. After Pesach, you don't have to do all these multiple kinyonim. It's enough if you just give him money and you take back all the chomitz. V'anochu yachzir hashtar mechira shekibel v'day b'zeh. And you get back the contract and you gave him money, so therefore everything is fine. Da'ashi Yisrael minochu eino kona karka b'kesef l'chod ki mishtara, even though normally you need a special kinyan in addition to the money, a shtar. So hasu mishum de lo som chadai to Yisrael, because there you're not necessarily fully committed to it. Mashenkeid hocha shemasu lo a shtar. Since you're getting back the shtar, it's a definite full commitment you're showing when you give him the money. Bottom line is, we need to do some sort of a kinyan when you get it back from the non-Jewish person, as well as obviously all the multiple kinyanim that we talked about over here in Sivkat and Yedzayin in the Mishnah Berurah when you're going and selling it to the non-Jewish person. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yutes, and he brings down that this sale is done. You're giving him the chometz over just, and you're getting back a davar muad. You're only getting back a small amount of money over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Yutes, vein lochush lebitul mekach. We don't say that it's not a real deal. Shari yodea ba'atzmo sheshovi yosia. Everybody knows it's worth more. He's giving you $10. Everybody knows it's worth $100,000 of all the chometz in the town. Umisratz lahaknuslo, and you're doing this deal over here, kadesh lo yishar b'rishuso v'yosu b'no. And everybody knows that you're doing this just to get the chometz out of your possession from a halachic point of view, so there shouldn't be an isra no on it midirabon chometz shovel of a pesach. The issue footnote number 60 brings down an additional reason from the Bir Halacha, and he says, Shekivin Shechomitz Eino Birshuso, El Shasar Kosov Ki'ilu Birshuso, Kidei Labor Lev Bal Yirah, since technically you can't own Chomitz on Pesach, so we only view it as if it's yours, because HaKadosh Baruch said you shouldn't have it, and if you do have it, I'm going to make it, even though you halachically don't own it, because it's not worth anything, I'm making it, you do own it in regards to the Din of Bal Yirah B'Matzeh, Im Kein Dai B'Kach Shemegala B'Dato Shirotzer Shechomitz Yetim Yerushuso. So it's adequate over here that you're just demonstrating that you want it out of your Rishus. So even for a Dabar Muad, it's going to work. Furthermore, Tvei Odif Lo you should ideally sell it to somebody that you know. Because in this way, the Nochri will definitely return it to you after Pesach, albeit it's a full sale before Pesach. And he tells us, "Ayin in the Bir Halacha, Ech min hagenu kayom." And this will stop the Mishnah Berurah right now, and we'll go to this Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel B'Davar Muad. And he says, "Kayom, mina ko Yisrael she'in mochrim B'Davar Muad." We don't do this today. We don't sell all the chametz to the guy for $10. El hameka chasamuch lushav yoshel chametz. But we try to figure out roughly what the chametz actually costs. U'mekabli min anochri ezuzuvim shekorin Oiv Gab, we take a certain amount of Demei Kadima, it's like a pre-sale over here. He gives a certain amount of money, let's say he'll give $100 or $10 for this $100,000 worth of chometz. L'tchilas Piron, that's the start of, so to say, paying for all the chometz. Vashar Zofkin will mill it, and the rest he owes you is like a loan. And these halachos are explained more in Choshen Mishpat Ayin Shom. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's not enough to say, I'm just selling you my chometz, I'm selling you my house. Unless elim ken yomelo ani mochelo abayze bekach bekach, I'm selling my house for this and this, or chometze for this and this. Kol mida baad sach kach bekach. Every 100 pounds over here is worth $100. Because if you don't do this, the lo psikas domim, if you don't set amount, and kan kinyan klal, then it's not a real kinyan over here. There's much more to say about this, but this concludes today's shir.